I went to Europe for 6 weeks and came home the same weight as when I left. So listen on to find out my 5 secrets to traveling without weight gain. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Okay, so before we get into this week's episode, just because we love food here at Joyful Eating, best bite I had this week was Friday. I went to the fish market and got some beautiful rainbow trout, like fresh trout, and just roast them in a hot oven with asparagus. And I tell you what, I kind of felt like I missed asparagus season, but I had found some beautiful asparagus at the market and just roasted that with the trout and then served it with a spinach pesto. So just like pesto made with spinach instead of basil, frozen spinach. And it was so delicious, like crispy skin on the fish. The asparagus were just like so fresh and good, and the pesto brought it all together. It was really delicious. And actually, spinach pesto recipe coming soon to Stone Soup. So plan for today is, first I'm going to share the story behind this episode, and then I'll go step by step through my five secrets to traveling without gaining weight. And then we're going to finish it off with one tiny step that you can take and apply to your next trip. So the story behind this episode is basically, it's a silly season, it's holiday season, summer to holidays here in Australia. So a lot of people take vacations, holiday time around this time. So I was thinking, yeah, you guys have probably got some holidays on the horizon. And also because I've just got back from my recent trip and I had that experience again of like traveling without gaining weight. And also there's been a couple of people in my Naturally Healthy Club group who've shared recently, like someone went on a cruise for like a couple of weeks and came back the same weight, like one of those all-you-can-eat things. And then someone else had like a really long weekend away and came back. I think she was like up a pound, but she was really happy with that because normally it's like she would be up like a lot more than that. And yeah, it's just something that happens a lot in the group. And so I wanted to arm you with some secrets since it's that time of year. So here are the 5 secrets. So I'll go through them top level and then we'll go into depth on each one. So secret 1 is to choose your holiday habits. Secret 2 is to choose an abundance mindset, and I'll explain more about what that means soon. Secret 3 is to focus on enjoying proper meals instead of grazing. Secret 4 is to prioritize protein. And then secret 5 is to listen to your body. Secret 1, choose your holiday habits. What happens often for us when we travel is that, so at home, we have these great habits in place where we're like, you know, taking care of ourselves and we're, you know, exercising, we're meditating, whatever it is, eating well. And then we go on holiday and we just like completely forget all about our habits and just like let whatever happens happen. Which, you know, if that's how you want a holiday, amazing, like that's totally an option. But what I would encourage you to do instead, and certainly my secret, is when I start a trip, I think through and I choose like what are my habits that I want to take with me on this trip so that I can enjoy myself and also I can feel like I'm taking care of myself. So actually on the plane, on that 27 hours from Sydney to London, one of my things I did was I just got out my habit tracker app and I like archived all my regular habits and I kept the ones that made sense and I added in some new ones that I wanted to continue for the trip. So I had those habits. I set that intention of, okay, this is what I'm going to do to take care of myself on this trip. And so what those habits were, I decided I was going to continue what I call my daily practice. So every day I use an app called the 5-Minute Journal and every day I just think through my, like ask myself, how do I want this to go? Like my day to go. And I think through, you know, am I going out for lunch? Am I going to have wine? If I am, how much? Or am I going to be having, you know, breakfast, a snack? What am I going to do? And essentially just I'm thinking through my day ahead of time. And sometimes I write a lot of detail. Sometimes it's more streamlined, but I do think through like, when am I going to be eating? And often like, what am I going to be eating? So I've got that intention there. So that's one thing. The other habit on the exercise front, I did pack my running shoes, but I just set the intention that I was going to do two sets of push-ups and two sets of squats every day just to keep my muscle mass going. And that's something that doesn't matter what's happening. If you can always find a place to do push-ups and squats. So I did that. I also set the intention, like my other holiday habit was just to focus on slowing down. So whenever I am eating, I just remember to tune in and remind myself there's no rush and just put my cutlery down and put my utensils down between bites so that I'm not eating quickly, because that's a huge, when I slow down, I'm way less likely to overeat. And then the fourth thing is continuing to listen to my body, which is something that I naturally do these days. But when I'm traveling, because you're eating out and you're not controlling the quantities that you're having, just making sure that I'm like listening to my body is key. So I actually set up those habits. And I had a habit of that I did with the boys, which was really fun, where I got them both journals before we went. And so we had a set an intention that we were going to write in our journals together every day, which we did actually every day. So we were away 42 days and we did every day, except for there was one day that we missed. So yeah, like doesn't matter what your habits are, but just thinking it through and deciding what you want them to be makes all the difference. So then number two was to choose an abundance mindset. So this is another thing that often trips us up when we travel. It's just like, oh, you know, I'm going to these places and I'm never going to be in Paris again, so I better eat all the croissants. Or, oh, well, while I'm on holidays, I'm just going to eat whatever. But when I get back, I'm going to be back to my dieting and back to restricting. And so if you're telling yourself, like in the back of your mind, if you're like, oh, when I get back, I'm going to have to be serious. I'm going to have to be restricting, going back on counting calories or whatever it is that you do. Then like, of course, when you're eating, like, of course you're going to overindulge. So what we want to do instead is approach the trip from an abundance mindset and actually decide now that when I get home, I promise you, Jules, I'm not going to restrict. Like I'm not going to go into that old pattern. And so you're approaching this travel of there's not that looming pressure of, oh, when I get back, it's going to be like tinned tuna and nothing else for you. Like, and actually building that trust with yourself that when you get home, you are still going to be able to have amazing food. And actually telling yourself there will be plenty of amazing food in my future. I find that a really helpful thought. And then also when you are in situations where, oh, you know, there's these delicacies and you can only get them in that location, also reminding yourself then that, yeah, great, I can experience this, but there's no need to overeat it because I am going to be able to have delicious stuff at home. I am going to be having delicious things tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. So there's no need to overeat on this, you know, these croissants because, or this amazing baguette because, yeah, I am going to have good bread in the future. It's not like I'm never going to have this again. So that's the second thing, is like this abundant reminding ourselves that we're not going to be restricting. We're not going to be scarce. Food is going to be plentiful in our future. Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show. Next secret, and a lot of people notice this, is that when you travel, that you tend to, particularly if you're someone like me who snacks a lot when you're cooking, that all that grazing behavior stops because you're not in the kitchen, like walking past the pantry, going, oh, just grab a handful of nuts and doing that. And so that secret is to actually focus on having proper meals instead of random grazing, and actually deciding we're going to have lunch here, we're going to have breakfast here, and just that having that rhythm of eating meals instead of grazing goes a huge way to like avoiding that excess holiday weight gain. And if you are in the habit of when you go on holidays to like packing snacks for the car or whatever, just be intentional with that. Like think about, like, do I really need all these snacks? And do I want to? And if you do, amazing. Like if that's really an important part of travel for you, then go for it. But just, again, it's being intentional around it and deciding how you want it to go rather than just automatically loading up on whatever and just randomly eating stuff and then feeling gross. And the other thing that I like to do is like planning like my trip. Like I had 3 days in Paris by myself, which is amazing. but like actually planning, like I'm going to go here for lunch and not just letting it happen where I'm just going to fall into whatever boulangerie and just grab a baguette. Like I was actually choosing restaurants, booking restaurants so that I was having proper meals, which is how I love to eat. Like, and I'm getting amazing, amazing food and it just felt really good. So yeah, eating out for all the every meal, but it not being a problem because I'm listening to my body. So that's number three. Number four is to prioritize protein. And this is really important because protein is like really is the most satisfying macronutrient. And when we're not getting enough protein, then that's when we tend to, our bodies are still looking for it. So it makes us hungrier. Whereas if we're getting good quality protein, we're able to be satisfied with what we're eating. And so again, this comes down to rather than grabbing random things with bakeries or whatever, actually having proper meals where you are likely to be having protein just helps with the whole enjoyment piece, but also like you get to go to restaurants, amazing, but also it helps with that satisfaction piece. So, and actually I really noticed on the plane because we were traveling economy and I was just like, wow, the amount of protein on the airline food was very limited. It was like a kind of tiny few bits of chicken. So that wasn't great on the way over. So on the way back, I actually just set that intention. I actually had dinner in the lounge before we flew out rather than waiting to have dinner on the plane so that I knew I could get, like I was going to have good quality protein and I was going to start the journey feeling satisfied rather than trying to make do with whatever tiny bits you get in the plane food. And again, like when we stopped in Singapore, I was like, went into the lounge and like got this amazing, actually it was really good rendang curry, like beef rendang. And so that I could get that good protein. So that fueled me for the rest of the trip. So actually thinking through where am I going to get my protein can be a really helpful frame when you're traveling. And then the final secret, of course, it always comes back to just listening to your tummy. And that's the thing is that when we're traveling, of course, like we're going to be eating out in restaurants and the chef has no idea, you know, how hungry you are, no idea how much food you need to eat. So it's really, and like, so even though you're not controlling your portion size, you can control how much, like you can control what you eat. And it's just a matter of just tuning in and like just pausing while you're eating and just actually pausing and just taking it like when you're halfway through and go, oh, actually, how does my tummy physically feel right now? That's like, oh yeah, okay. And you'll feel it filling up or not filling up and just trusting that. And then the next part of that is just being comfortable leaving food behind. And yeah, it's not ideal from a waste perspective, but it's better for you to leave that food rather than you overeating and then feeling gross and coming home feeling really sluggish. Like it's okay to leave food. And particularly if you're in like an all-you-can-eat buffet environment, like just being intentional about what you do put on your plate if you do have that freedom. And yeah, of course, if you do want to go back for more, let yourself go back for more, but just, you know, coaching yourself so that you're kind of listening into your body is really key. And that's actually not all my secrets, but that's the kind of five main secrets that I think really make the difference to being coming home, feeling really heavy and sluggish, or coming home, just feeling like slotting back into normal life. So how can you apply this? Like what's one tiny step that you can take from this episode? The thing I would really encourage you to do, like all of it is great, but to recap, so it's like choosing, be intentional with your habits, deciding what your habits you want to take with you on holidays, choosing that abundance mindset, reminding yourself there's going to be plenty of amazing food in the future and that you're not setting that intention that you're not going to restrict when you get home, enjoying proper meals, so actually you're planning going to restaurants and planning to get really good food, prioritizing protein, so thinking about how am I going to get my protein as you're traveling, and then listening to your tummy. That's our five secrets. And so of all those, the first tiny step I would really recommend focusing on is this habit of just slowing down and enjoying your food. And so just this habit of like putting your cutlery down in between bites and reminding yourself that there's no rush. Because when we take it slowly, when we enjoy our food, you're way less likely to overeat and you're way more likely to be able to stop at that point where your tummy feels satisfied, but not over full and gross. So that's where I would encourage you to start. So That's it for today. Have a fantastic week. If you are traveling, stay safe and have a fantastic time. And if you found this helpful, please do share it with a friend, because the more people that we have in the world enjoying food, loving food and feeling good about their health, the better place the world will be. So have a fantastic week and I will catch you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.